This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome in to WEEI Afternoons on a Tuesday afternoon in our beautiful Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. Andy Hart here, Nick Fitzy Stevens dancing himself around his microphone, doing the robot. That was Tom Curran on Jones and Keefe earlier today. And one might ask, if one doesn't pay attention, why was Jones and Keefe talking to Tom Curran about Tom Brady? And why are we leading off our show talking about Tom Brady's departure? Well, because 5 years ago yesterday, 5 years ago this week, was the beginning of the end, and we just didn't really know how bad it would get. For your New England Patriots, Tom Brady walked out that door, and since then, well, Tom Curran used the word disastrous, and maybe a little bit strong, maybe just a smidge strong disastrous. But it hasn't been great. The Patriots have not been able to get any traction on a retool, rebuild. Belichick, Mayo, Vrabel, Newton, Mac Jones, Drake May, Jacoby Brissett. The quarterbacks have changed. The coaches have changed. The results have not been good. And we're asking why, quite honestly, to start this show. Why have the Patriots struggled so badly in the post-Brady era? And now we know the obvious. To start it, well, you didn't have Tom Brady. Tom Brady left, so you're going to go down a little bit. Well, but it's been 5 years. 5 years, kind of a long time, Fitzy, and we're not even really sure where we're at in the rebuild process. If you have jump-started it with Drake May, are we building false confidence yet again in a young quarterback who we liked as a rookie, but we don't know what he's going to be moving forward? Another coach, another plan. The power structure that Ted loves to talk about, all of those things are still coming to fruition before our eyes, and we're bitching about the offseason. We're bitching about failure to fill holes and maybe being disappointed and all those things. So let's start first, Fitzy, with a simple question that came to my head when thinking about this topic on the drive-in. Did Tom Brady leave, or was he pushed out the door?
Tom Brady ultimately left, but he felt unwanted, which is what made him decide to leave. He wasn't pushed out the door. He could have come back. He could have come back for way less than he was worth. He could have come back for less than market. He could have come back for a disrespectful amount of money. So if you want to say that that's him being pushed out the door, you can. He wasn't literally not offered a contract. Pardon my double negative. They want. Remember, there was a whole thing like, oh, you can't spend this much over the cap. And
percentages and blah, blah, blah.
The quarterback can't be this much next year, and these are our percentages. So it's like he was, but he technically wasn't. Now, that being said, if any of us were him and had done half of what he did at that point in his life, and he was being offered what he was offered, why in the hell wouldn't he have left? I think it's one of the, for people like myself that were so shocked that Brady left, that felt hurt or betrayed that he would actually tuck tail and turn around and take his talents to Tampa Bay or anybody else, I think one of the most shameful things is that we didn't just unapologetically stand behind him and rather took mantle with the franchise. I'm born a Pats fan, I'll die a Pats fan. Yes, but who made being a Patriots fan more important, more prescient, more relevant, and more fun than anyone else in history? That's
Gronk.
Tom Brady.
And oh, wait. That, yeah.
Yes. Ray Crittenden was actually the answer I was looking
Kevin
for.
Kevin Turner would get a lot of votes from Andy Hart, a young Andy Hart, as would Andre Tippett.
Ross,
but I get your point.
Ross Ventrone.
Bubba.
Yeah. So, you know, it's still 5 years later. It's tragic the way that it all ultimately ended. And it didn't have to end this way. Now, to the point of it's been a disaster for 5 years. Things have been a mess and they've been caught in kind of a stink spiral, if you want to put it that way, since this is family radio in the afternoons on the public airwaves.
Is that sort of like a blank storm?
It's like a blank storm, exactly. Yes.
Stink spiral. That's a nice way to clean it up for the kids at two. You're riding home from school in the back seat of the car.
My younger ones have a half day today, so you never know who's got the Odyssey app on in the house, in the car, wherever. So this, why has it been such a stink spiral? Because the team has not chosen a course. There has been no true direction. First, it was reacting to Brady leaving and, we'll be fine. It's the COVID year. We'll grab Cam Newton in June. This will all work out. Nope. Next year, it was Mac Jones. We're not really sure we like the kid. He's kind of a whiny sot. So we'll try to get rid of him the next year. And then Belichick's warring with the front office, and they can't figure out what they're doing and why they have who they have on the roster. And then last year with the Gerard Mayo, oh, my God, what a mess that was. Now, finally, maybe, just maybe, ownership will back up, keep their hands off of as much as they can. We'll see about that. And let Mike Vrabel build a new tone and culture. And I think this goes part and parcel with everything we've seen, from certain veterans walking out the door to the way Vrabel has been front and center of this entire offseason.
So I compare it to this, because I think there is one base reason, not base person, but base reason why it's been disastrous for 5 years. And there are a few things in parenting that hold true from preschool through high school. But one thing you can always stick with, because I remember every preschool teacher saying this to little kids, make good decisions. Did we make good decisions today? Make good decisions. And that holds true to a teenager.
Is that a red choice or a green choice?
Absolutely. And that holds true for teenagers when you hand them car keys and they're like, I'm going out with the boys tonight. How about we make good decisions, just like in preschool, right? The Patriots made some of the worst decisions consistently you could ever make. And they were made by lots of smart, capable, successful people. There is no one person necessarily that made every decision that led us through this, what was it, spiral of stink?
Over stink the last spiral.
Five? Stink spiral. Stink bug spiral, because it's almost stink bug season here in the Northeast, which I love. Love having those weird little bugs in my house, and I squish them, and then they smell funny. It's a stink spiral for the Patriots that was rooted in bad decisions. And Belichick made them. Kraft made them.
Mm-hmm.
Mayo made them. Wolf made them.
Everybody's made them.
Jonathan made them.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. Everybody's involved. I would even throw in, Matt Patricia made them and...
You could say Bill O'Brien made him by deciding to come back.
Sure. It was 5 years.
Ended up someplace great, and he's where he belongs. He's like the only one who came out of this actually without any of the stink spiral stank.
A.K.A. Fitzy remembered, hey, Billy O could be listening. He's right down the street. I'm going to spin that positive for Billy O, our listener on RP1.
You
down
suss that out like a true detective.
So I don't often go to the poll in the first segment here. I try to save the poll for later, but I'm bringing out the poll in the first segment because it's relevant. So I said this. Since Brady left, the team has struggled to find any real direction or success. That would be the stink spiral you're talking about. Who is most to blame for the half decade of struggles? And there's two options. You may be able to guess them. One is Bill Belichick. One is Robert Kraft. And I did allow for other, with the old reply with a name kind of option, if you think somebody else is involved, because every once in a while somebody will throw a curveball option other than Belichick and
Kraft. Hey, did we get any votes? Because people continue to tell us that
the media.
The media. Yeah, you fan media people. You drove Belichick out of here.
I didn't drive anything. And if I did, he's weaker than I thought he was. If I was capable of driving him out of town.
Single thing you wrote or video I made.
Thank you.
Here.
Thank you very much. But Would you like to predict? I know you love to predict the results of the poll, and this has gotten a crap ton, a very official measuring on Twitter polls of
response. Do you
know, response.
Actually, Andy, side note, I was today years old when I learned that buttload is actually B-U-T-T-L-O-A-D, a term of measurement.
Is it something to do with a gun? The butt
no,
of a gun?
It is actually 122 gallons.
What the hell does that mean? That's a big butt.
That's...
That's a big old butt.
And I cannot lie.
Either 122 or 126 gallons.
Oh,
anyway, so if you ever want to say, like, I'm gonna go home and drink a buttload of beer, you better be ready
I'll
to
die.
Drink.
Now, how does that equate to a crap ton?
Well, you know, that's a great question, Dan Ball, producer extraordinaire. We'll have to we'll see if we can endeavor that by 6 p.m.
So gotcha. I did not drink a buttload of green beer last night. I just had a couple, and they made their way through the system because it's no longer St. Patrick's Day. So Fitzy.
I got a guess. Ready?
Yeah.
Kraft, 61. Belichick, 39.
Okay, so you're a little bit more balanced than the actual voting itself. 65% of the vote, over 800-plus votes are in already, say that Robert Kraft is to blame for the half-decade of struggles, and 34% say Bill Belichick is to blame.
That's a two-thirds, one-third. That's pretty significant, and I feel like, Andy, a lot of the reaction or reactionary moves that were made this offseason, not even waiting until the locker room had been fumigated after the final game, the game that they never should have won in the first place, to get rid of...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mayo, I think it's because they realize that's how the fans feel, that they had gone from trying to position history so that Belichick took a lot of blame to, oh, wait a second, now we've become the bad guy. You know, hey, Elliot, go butcher that Dark Knight reference on the podium because it's not working out for us.
Did you know I'm being attacked by PETA on the text line? Andy, how hard is it to just throw the stink bug outside? Jesus, have a heart, you bleeping donkey. Because I killed a stink bug? That's heartless? Mm-hmm. It is probably kind of heartless, but I don't know.
I mean, I got kids, and they, you know, one of them actually wants to grow up and work for the Audubon Society, so I can't kill bugs.
I assume if I let the stink bug live, he's going to have other little stink bugs, and they'll be back in the house. They know the neighborhood. They know how to get in, and then they'll be overrun with stink bugs.
Yeah, no, I can't. That's the thing. So I have to, like, capture all of them in, like, little mason jars and bring them outside. There you go, kids. There he is.
This is a swimming stink bug. We're going to put him in the toilet and flush him to freedom. Flush. See you, stink bug.
Stink bugs are no bueno.
So I have always believed. So if we believe that Brady's departure was the start of the five-year spiral.
It most definitely. Well, you could say it really began when Edelman dropped that pass with 4.5 minutes left against the Titans.
Well, you could say it really began when Bill forgot how to draft. But that's a little more vague.
Do we want to blame it on Dominic Easley? Do we want to blame it on
Bill picked them all. Not their fault. All they did was like Matt Patricia. They said yes.
What about Antonio Garcia? How's he doing these
days? No, it's all Bill Belichick. So you could probably track it back to Bill Belichick's struggles in drafting. But the day people will remember is the day that he forced slash allowed Tom Brady to leave. But I still to this day say, by Robert Kraft allowing Bill Belichick to make that decision, he made a decision, right? So that's on ownership. It always goes back to ownership when you're talking about these big decisions. And therefore, I think I would vote with the listeners. I think I would vote Robert Kraft because I would also include Gerard Mayo. Whatever you thought was happening there, there was a horrific decision that set this team back a couple years. And then you include the spending, which I'm sorry. When it's multiple coaches and multiple GMs and multiple years and the spending stays the same, don't you assume it's ownership that's controlling the spending?
Mm-hmm.
I've been hesitant to this. I always thought Bill was as big a part of the limitation on spending as Robert was because I thought he was the Wesleyan economics major who believed everybody, you know, keeping salaries down, strong middle class, all these things. Now, I don't know. Bill's been gone for a while and the spending is still suspect. So I feel like you have to go one more higher on the organizational depth chart. But 617-779-7937. 5 years ago this week, Tom Brady left. And since then, well, the Patriots have not been all that fun. They've not been all that successful. Losing seasons, losing the division, high draft picks, multiple coaches, multiple quarterbacks. Who do you blame for that? Is it Robert Kraft? Is it Bill Belichick? Could you blame Tom Brady himself? If he had stayed, Fitzy, would it have worked out differently? Would there have been more success, or would it have just been a slower death for the dynasty? Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, Robert Kraft, and that triumphant triumvirate. There's plenty of questions to ask, plenty of answers to be had. 617-779-7937. Join us and let us know what you think. We will also talk a little bit about Mock Draft Monday, but on a Tuesday, stealing the idea from Jones and Keefe. Lots of new mock drafts out there. Lots of interesting options for your Patriots. But we're taking your calls next. The dynasty died 5 years ago this week. Why is it still dead? Why has nothing grown in its place? Why do they continue to seek success and yet not find it? 617-779-7937. But first, we got to get to Dan Ball with what's trending.